Greetings and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. The Asiatic black bear, also called the moon bear because of the crescent-shaped white patch on their chest, is found throughout Asia. Moon bear mothers are highly devoted to their cubs and raise them for about 2 years before they become independent. These bears are able to walk upright, just like you or I, for short periods. They are accurately described as fun-loving and happy. Asiatic black bear bile is used in traditional Chinese medicine, but according to highly respected practitioners of this school of medicine, the substance can easily be replaced with natural herbs or synthetic alternatives. These innocent animals are imprisoned in small boxes known as extraction cages or crush cages on so-called bear bile farms in China, Orlak, Vietnam, and South Korea. The merciless practice of extracting the animal's bile causes them immense pain, anguish, and fear. For over 15 years, Jill Robinson, the vegetarian founder of the Hong Kong-based Animals Asia Foundation and recipient of the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Cheng Hai, has worked tirelessly to save the precious lives of moon bears. As part of its Healing Without Harming initiative and throughout billboards in China with the slogan Rescue Black Bears, Give Up Using Bear Bile, the foundation informs the public about the suffering of these gentle animals. In addition, Animals Asia has opened a moon bear rescue center in Tam Dao Nation Park, Orlak, Vietnam, and in Chengdu, China, where bears freed from bile farms live out their lives in peace and comfort. On today's program, we will show you excerpts from the award-winning short film entitled China Bear Rescue, The Beginning, directed by Libby Halliday and produced by the Animals Asia Foundation, about a group of bears rescued from bile farms and given loving care and rehabilitation. The work sincerely depicts the tremendous efforts of all involved in healing the bears through compassion and commitment.
Beautiful Chinese moon bears play in the sanctuary in Sichuan province, rescued from the horrors of bear farms and their coffin-like cages. Andrew, the gentle three-legged giant, was the first bear to be rescued, and the story begins with his arrival. One autumn night, Andrew and two terrified female bears arrived at Animals Asia Foundation's rescue center near Chengdu. They came direct from a bear farm in the same tiny cages they'd been trapped in for up to 20 years. The bears awoke to a radiant morning. Fruits were consumed with cautious enthusiasm. Despite the trauma of the previous night, Andrew showed immediate trust and won a special place in the heart of Jill Robinson, the founder of Animals Asia. It was essential for the bears to undergo surgery as soon as possible. Farming these magnificent animals for their highly prized bile means that implanted in their abdomen is a crudely inserted catheter through which the farmers extract the bile. Gail Cochran, Animals Asia's veterinary director, found that Andrew's 7-inch steel catheter had caused agonizing abscesses and fibrotic tissue. To repair the damage took 5 long hours of surgery. Bear bile has been used in traditional medicine for thousands of years to cure many illnesses. But today, doctors agree that these products are easily replaced by herbs and synthetics. In July 2000, the China Wildlife Conservation Association, Sichuan Forestry, and Animals Asia, after 7 years of tireless negotiation, signed an historic agreement to rescue 500 farmed bears and to work together to end bear farming. The floodgates opened. Nearly 30 of the smallest bear farms were closed, and over 60 bears arrived at the Chengdu Rescue Center. Bears in the most serious condition were prepared for emergency health inspection and surgery with anesthetic. The Animals Asia team carefully unloaded the bears as quickly and painlessly as possible. The atmosphere was intensely emotional for everyone involved. As the third truck backed up to the center, it was revealed that a cub had been delivered. Trapped in the wild, taken from his mother, he was a deeply disturbed young bear. As the day drew to a close, the final two bears waiting to be unloaded seemed to display an extraordinary calm and patience, as if they knew their world was about to change. Animals Asia were now the proud guardians of 63 moon bears. Today is the first day of the bear's new life, a life without the agonizing daily ritual of bile extraction. As Jill recorded every detail of the new arrivals, the team began their routine of professional care and loving kindness. For some, it seemed that their suffering had defeated them. Years alone in a tiny cage had taken its toll both physically and mentally. But one bear, Kalina, had never lost her natural playfulness. Rusted metal was severed, and the bears were finally released from their agonizing torture chambers. The team carried the bears in specially designed slings to a giant set of scales where their weight was carefully recorded.
143.
Then, wherever space was available, the medical examination began. The catheter site was first inspected, and then each bear received a complete overhaul. According to their condition, bears were scheduled for surgery. Over the next few weeks, Animals Asia faced an enormous challenge.
When Animal World, our co-inhabitants, return, we will resume our presentation of excerpts from China Bear Rescue, The Beginning. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, as we feature excerpts from an award-winning short film called China Bear Rescue, The Beginning, directed by Libby Halliday and produced by the Animals Asia Foundation, a highly respected animal welfare organization founded by Jill Robinson that is based in Hong Kong.
It is Andrew and his new girlfriend, Ginny, who bring Jill comfort and hope. They have already been transferred to the den area of the rescue center. Andrew's gentle spirit and dramatic growth in strength and stature are testimony to the moon bear's will to survive. The last of the bears are now in their recovery cages, where they will remain until their wounds have totally healed and they have adapted to more space. Herman has been declared fit enough for transfer into a den, where he will join Joy, who is already making herself at home in a hanging basket. Finally, the doors of the dens are opened, and the moon bears are free at last to feel the sun on their backs and the earth beneath their paws.
It's hard to believe that bears like Ozzy and Matilda were kept in rusting, painful cages like this. It's even harder to believe that they were confined and suffering for some 20 years of their life. Of course, the nicest thing for all of us in the team is to celebrate their freedom and the other 60 bears that they've joined now out in sanctuary here in Chengdu. But whilst we're celebrating their freedom, we never forget that in fact, these 60 bears are just 1% of the number that still remain in cages in China. And really, this is just the beginning of our work, and we have a long, long way to go before every bear in China sees his freedom.
Today, the centre is full of healthy, happy bears. Over 150 have been rescued. The years of pain and isolation are gone. Life has become full of choices. Whether to spend the day eating, exploring, playing, or just lazing around. Life on a bear farm has become a distant memory. Twice a day, the enclosure is enriched with fresh leaves, branches and fruits packed deep inside logs and trees to stimulate the bears' natural instincts of foraging for food and exploring their surroundings. The constant challenge of having to find their food and then extract it from its hiding place keeps these highly intelligent animals alert and entertained. A separate enclosure has been created for three-legged Andrew and 20 other disabled bears who are missing their natural defenses, whether claws, teeth, or limbs. The rehabilitation garden has proved so successful that it's now a model for the future. Three more are about to open, and further land has been acquired to accommodate up to 1,000 bears. As another farm closes, more traumatized bears make their way to the rescue center. Shocking reminders of the horrors of bear farming arrive on the back of every truck. But the experience and commitment of the Animals Asia team brings immediate care to every single bear that arrives at the center. The new quarantine area is a haven of peace and newfound comfort. And reception has been specially adapted to operate around the clock. Today, the first 20 bears are on their way to the new sanctuary. Their first encounter in several weeks is a huge success. The dens have been specially constructed to keep the bears cool in summer and warm in winter. And they give direct access to the beautiful forest beyond. The sanctuary offers the bears different habitats, dense thicket and open clearings, as well as additional climbing frames to stimulate and prevent boredom. A secret garden has been built for two special care bears, unable to integrate with others. Rupert has suffered brain damage, and tiny Franzie is no larger than a teddy bear. All these developments have been made possible thanks to the wonderful support we receive from around the world, and the Chinese press is now spreading the news of the moon bear rescue across China. A cry for help took the team to the far northeast. There, they found two giant caged bears trapped inside an illegal bear farm. After seemingly endless negotiations, they were finally given permission to rescue the bears. In freezing rain and snow, the giant bears were carried out of the bear farm. Escorted by the team, they set off on their 3,000-kilometer journey across the mountains of China to the Animals Asia Rescue Center and a new life. Visits to the center from local school and college students are becoming a regular feature of daily life. Educational programs are being developed and extended to all interested groups. The enthusiasm and commitment of the children are helping to create a growing sense of optimism. The health and happiness of the bears, the success of the sanctuary, and the growing support of the people of China are all helping to ensure Animals Asia's goal of ending bear farming and freeing every last bear from its pain and suffering.
applaud the dedicated efforts of the Animals Asia Moon Bear Rescue Team and are uplifted by their compassionate, loving actions that aid helpless animals in need. May all the moon bears soon walk freely upon the earth and in peace. For more details on Animals Asia Foundation, please visit www.animalsasia.org. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Next is enlightening entertainment following noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May we love all our animal brothers and sisters and be responsible stewards of their care.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AW.